Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96, and we're in the middle of a session of Let's Talk Dating. Brock Olson, Chattanooga-based dating expert, joining me in studio. Anonymous wrote in, Brock. He's in a little bit of a pickle. He has fully admitted that it's his own making. Seeing a girl casually, they kind of had an open relationship, no strings attached, just having a lot of fun. Everything was going hunky-dory. And then he met another girl, likes this one a little bit more, seems to be a little bit more connected, their chemistry's strong, and now they're both kind of hinted towards relationships, more of a commitment, getting more serious, introducing families, and he's not sure what to do. He cares about them both, but obviously in different ways, and he's just in a little bit of a turmoil here, so... Where do we begin?
I know this is a lot to unpack for such a short segment here.
Yes.
I am actually, before I give anonymous advice, I'm going to give ladies advice who might also be in a situation on the other side. Like you're the lady here.
Yeah.
If you are not interested in being in a non-committed open relationship and that's all that somebody, the guy is offering to you, do not subject yourself to that type of dynamic. If that's not actually what you want, if you want something special, if you want something exclusive, do not go into this hoping that they're going to change their mind. It's one of the fastest ways for you to waste your time. Don't do that. Don't degrade yourself by entering a dynamic, agreeing to terms if that's not what you actually want.
And that can be for both men and females.
It's for both.
It's for everybody.
Yes, it's for both.
It really
if one of you is wanting something casual, wanting an open relationship, and the other one doesn't, hoping that they're going to change their mind, hoping that maybe you'll get onto the same page and you'll like what they're saying and suggesting, that is not a healthy thing. Everybody knows to their core what it is that they want. The things that go against their code. If what somebody is saying that they want to experience with you isn't in alignment with what you want, remove yourself immediately. All right, now, Anonymous, so you are in a little bit of a pickle. But before we went to the music and commercial break, I said that there is going to be no avoiding hurting somebody's feelings. And if I'm going to give you advice as though I'm your coach, I'm going to tell you to break it to the girl who you are not really feeling gently. Be kind to her. Show her respect. Reiterate that this is what you wanted. You just wanted a casual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Allow her to maintain her dignity and not waste any more time on you. That is the kindest thing that you can do. And it sounds like that is what's important. You don't want to hurt her too bad. Show her some respect. Let her go find somebody who wants something of significance with her. That is going to be my big advice for you. Now, here's the thing is... you do want to be honest with the girl who you've also been seeing and you're feeling things with. I would be completely honest that you have been seeing somebody else pretty consistently. I think that transparency is quite important. And by doing that, yeah, she might be a little bit upset, but I think that ultimately, if you two are sharing the connection and the compatibility that you are saying that you are, and she's about to show you to the parents, before you do that, before she shows you to her parents, you're meeting them, best to have all your cards out on the table first. Again, if your priority is to treat people with kindness and respect, last thing you want is for her to do that, and then you tell her that you've been seeing somebody else, and then she's embarrassed, and she never wants to show you to her parents. That's not what you want, if you really care for this girl. So I'm a big advocate on transparency and being clear and not hiding things, regardless of what it's going to potentially become. Maybe you wind up with no ladies as long as you're conducting yourself well. If you didn't do this, if you didn't handle yourself in this situation properly, things kind of got out of hand, just understand that sometimes that's life. You don't, and everybody needs to hear this, you don't always get a say in everything that is going on in your life. There's a lot of things that are at work that are outside of your control. Sometimes situations get out of control. Sometimes they turn into something that we could have never predicted. That's life. But the best thing that you can do is rely on what your moral compass is, which should have respecting others at the center of it. If you can lead your behavior with that as your guiding principle, respect other people, you are going to find the best path out of really sticky situations like this. So, Anonymous, that's exactly what I'm going to advise, is that you are honest with both. You let the girl go that you're just doing a casual thing with. Fully commit yourself the best you possibly can to the one that you actually are about to meet her parents, but be clear, transparent, be honest with her so she can make a good assessment. If you do respect her as a person, be honest with her, because you would want that in return.
Right. and best coming from him other than the same social circles.
Yes.
That starts kicking up for whatever reason.
I wasn't even going to get into that. But yeah, the last thing you want is somebody else to control your narrative. Yeah. Like, that is what PR professionals would say, is like, get in front of this thing. You need to own the narrative. You need to be the face. It sounds better coming from you. So be a man, be that person, and be honest about what's been going on.
Is there an order of operations? I know it's quick. We only have so much time.
Order of operations. Yeah, I would
break it off first.
I'd break it off first, 100%. And I don't want you to hold off on doing that in case girl number one, the one that you're really serious about, doesn't work out. Don't let girl number two be a fallback. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to her. Respect her. Let her go immediately, because you're just wasting her time. Because you're clearly open to the idea of actually having something that's exclusive. She just isn't showing you what it is that is necessary for you to be willing to do something exclusive. So let her go. Let her go find somebody who is. If you're not going to be willing to give that to her, let her go find somebody who is, because that's ultimately what she wants. And you can pretty much tell that. So
there you go. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. Brock, thanks for the advice. I think that's sound advice for all. Absolutely. And again, if you out there have a question that you would like Brock to tackle, or a little bit of a scenario like this that we can break down and get some good advice out of, make sure you send us that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O at WDODradio.com. And if you want to listen to any of this conversation or previous episodes that we've done with Brock with Let's Talk Dating, they are all posted up at hits96.com. You'll be able to go there and see what that is all about. And of course, there's links to all of Brock's social media and website, BrockOlson.com. Brock, thanks for the advice. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.